Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss trick-or-treating in the time of COVID, our experiences with sex swings, hand signals for eating ass, and times we've infamously been in the newspaper. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good morning.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi. Buongiorno.
Okay, so before we begin, I just have to say it's going to be super quick.
We've already begun.
It's super quick. My t-shirt sales for that kid who made the Donald Trump shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about? If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's on my Twitter, it's on my Instagram. He designed this protest shirt. He designed this protest sign that says Donald Trump is very weird. I contacted the family. We made it into a t-shirt. All the proceeds are going to him and the NAACP, helping his college fund, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the shirt is only on sale for one more day. So if you want to get it, now is the time. Go get it. 50% of the proceeds go towards his college fund. 50% go toward NAACP. So that's that on that. Got that out of the way. Hello, Corey.
Hello. I love that you said before we begin, but we had begun.
Well, now we're really beginning.
You should have said at the beginning.
The beginning is now begun.
Have you ever?
That was the prequel.
Begun. Began. Broughten.
It's already been broughten. So, hi.
Hello. Cheers.
Another week. Here we are.
Here we are. Another week.
Now, I know how Wendy Williams is pretty complex as a human. Like, she's said some problematic things. She's been a bully all her life, you know.
Did you see her call? She didn't even say coronavirus, right?
But you have to admit, she is funny.
Is it intentional?
No, I don't think so. Because when she was talking about coronavirus, when Trump got coronavirus, she goes, Corvona.
What did she call it? I don't know. Corvona.
I feel like she calls a couple celebrities the wrong name.
Dula Peep.
I don't know if it's intentional, but she definitely tickles my fancy.
Funny bone.
Just by existing. So I, you know. And that video has really become...
Your mantra for 2020?
Yeah, it's pretty iconic.
You should get it in a shirt with her face on it.
You know what?
a still of her in that booth. Is she at a diner, drive-in, and dive in that video?
No, that's her office.
What?
That is her office full of knickknacks.
She looks like she's waiting for Guy Fieri to walk out and like
why?
Because give her a Coney dog.
Because Betty Boop is there?
Yes. Are you sure?
I am almost certain. Her office is kind of cluttery. I think she's very eligible for an episode of Hoarders.
Were you on that road trip with us where we stopped and ate at that hot dog place in like Kentucky?
No, maybe.
I think you were.
I blocked that out.
It was in college. It was like a diner, drive-in and dive. They had spooky dolls all over everywhere. It was like a shack on the side of the road.
Okay, well, a Sonic? Was it a Sonic?
No, bitch. I remember being there with other friends of ours who were RAs in college. So where were you? Are we sure this isn't when we went to
when
Florida?
You peed in a boot?
That was Mark.
Oh, well, I don't really know. All I know is that one of our worst pictures ever is from that trip where I'm doing, you know, when kids will put their pointer finger and their middle finger and spread them like a V and put their tongue in between it. And it's supposed to be like eating pussy.
Yeah. Or bussy.
Is it? Is that universal now?
Can you do that same finger trick for the butt?
Well.
Or is it more of like a fist with a hole?
I think the thing about
should
it.
Should we invent
the
one
V
for a booty?
The V is more of like, okay, I'm about to get graphic for the children at home. I think when you hold
I don't think there's children here anymore.
It's because you're spreading the lips, perhaps a labia. I don't really know.
Holding it, pinning it down?
You're holding it to spread it maybe. I don't really know, to be honest.
Hashtag pinned you again.
And I find when you're eating ass, you need to just use two hands.
Yeah.
To spread the cheeks. You can't really use two fingers.
Do people just use two fingers?
Two fingers to spread the hole a little bit?
No. I guess you're right. The vagina.
The vagina.
I guess I've never really thought about this.
Well, now's the time, honey. Another week.
Wow. Do you think anyone ever uses like two different fingers? Like maybe pinky and thumb?
Well, if you did, then you could do with your tongue living being all like that, but that's kind of like surfs up.
Yeah, hang 10, dude.
Do you ever hang 10 when you're eating a lady?
I've never gone downtown Julie Brown.
No, you haven't. Oh, neither have I. Okay, well, maybe we'll get somebody on the podcast. We'll interview them about that.
And a straight guy?
Do you know any?
I know a few.
Should we call one right now?
I don't think any straight men would answer a random call from me in real time.
After the incident?
No. Legally, they're not allowed to.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, well, I'll think about if I know any straight people and get down to the nitty gritty on that one.
Well, I think the moral of the story is that we need to figure out like a hand, tongue, skit moment for eating butt.
Yeah, because this is very universal. Like the V with your, it's a peace sign, but backwards, and you put it, put your tongue in between it. So what
we were
is the
doing
new
that
one?
In Florida?
No. Oh, yeah. We were doing that in a picture. You know the picture I'm talking about. I'm wearing Argyle.
Were we an Argyle sweater vest?
You know me.
Were we kissing in between the V's?
No, you had a fedora on.
It was not a fedora.
Okay.
It was like, if anything, was it a fedora?
Yes, it was.
That was Mark's fedora.
It doesn't mean you didn't have it on.
Hmm.
Mark peed in a boot. You wore his fedora. I was licking Punani Tsunami.
I guess we should recreate that trip.
Okay. So, what is the hand signal for eating ass?
I don't know. I think,
I think... It's kind of like jazz hands on both sides of your face, but like because you're holding the butt cheek. So it's more of like a grippy jazz hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
Wow. Give it a whirl. Try it in your next YouTube video.
Mm.
Do a poll.
Do you ever spell things when you're eating ass with your tongue?
Never. In fact,
I sometimes write, hi.
Is that like when you tickle someone's back and you're like spelling a word?
I'm like, what would I just guess what I'm drawing? And it's a penis always.
It's your okay.
No, it's not a penis that's doing the drawing. It's a penis that I'm drawing.
With
I'm drawing
tongue.
A penis with my tongue on their back.
How big?
Anyway, we've got 21 days until the election.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's coming. And if you haven't voted yet, you still time to vote. Early voting is the zhuzh.
My ballot's right over there.
My ballot's right downstairs. I need to take it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I got to do.
Well, I was ready to mail it out, but then I was like, you know what? I'm going to want to make some content with this, like perhaps a picture of me with my ballot, you know? So if you see that on my Instagram, you'll know I thought to do that.
As important as voting is, don't you think they could change up the stickers by year?
Ooh, kind of like how the Olympics has a different logo every Olympics.
I guess. Yeah. Kind of
commemorative.
I was thinking like how your license plate tabs have new sticker colors every year.
Sure.
Because I'm a permanent mail-in voter here in California, so they always send me my ballots, and it's always the same red sticker, which I'm realizing now because I have so many Instagram photos of me with that sticker.
It should definitely have the year on it. I think that would be a good addition, like voted 2020.
Yeah, know? Right?
I think that would be nice.
Maybe it could be like a commemorative patch, which you could iron onto your denim.
I would like that because I feel like people really like their collectibles.
I was going to say, it's like when you see, I still see cars with Obama stickers. I still see cars with Hillary stickers.
Gore?
No Gore. No Ross Perot.
I have a question. Are you the type of person that keeps newspapers from important days in history?
No. In fact, I'm not.
Although people do that.
I have like, I have newspaper clippings when I was in the paper.
Well, yeah, same.
Do you? What were you in the paper for?
Well, I've been in the paper a few times independent of YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Anything good?
Well, once it was it was drama filled. Do you want to know the story?
Was this like when you got a gun pulled on you in the White Castle parking lot?
Less violent. It was more like, I'll have to tell you off camera because it's really bad family drama, honestly.
Oh, shit. There was stuff in the courts.
It was not good.
Was it like
interpersonal family issues, you know?
Oh, I think I know what this is. You were named? Were you photographed?
My art was featured.
What?
I'll tell you another time.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I created some art. It was featured in the newspaper, and it was the point of a huge fight in my family because of my art.
It was like a Mother's Day drawing, and it was like my family, and it was like a picture of you and Jackie and your stepdad and your step siblings, and your dad got mad about it.
It was something.
My best educated guess.
It was something that you definitely know me. That would be a great guess. That was as close as you could possibly get, but you're not quite there, but you're there. Anyway, so I've been in the paper, yes.
Well, shit. Yeah, I was, my dad has an article somewhere of, I was photographed at the roller skating rink with my Mickey Mouse skates because they were voted cutest skates at the rink.
Hey, I actually have a bone to pick. Not with you, but I...
with my Mickey Mouse skates?
No, close. Oh my God, that's so weird. I'm holding a Mickey Mouse right now. Isn't that strange?
Whoa. What is that?
Well, Pavilions was doing this thing. Do you know about the Pavilions Mickey Mouse thing?
Is it like a Monopoly McDonald's?
Yeah, but it's... So they have all these little sticky little figureheads that you can stick to things and can be, you know. And they're all different Disney characters. Most of them are different, like, little Mickeys. Some of them are, like, colorful.
So are you collecting them? How many do you have?
Well, if they come individually packaged, and so for every amount of whatever amount of dollars you spend, I don't know the amount per Mickey head, but like if you say you spend $100 on groceries to give you one mystery package or something, I don't know the amounts, but if you open it and it's a golden Mickey, you get $100 toward your groceries, I think, or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. But it's all just Mickey heads, or are there like Donalds and Goofies?
Donalds and Goofies and et cetera, et cetera. It's all like every Disney type of character you could imagine.
Fuck.
Anyway, so we've been doing this all summer, and, Nick gets very excited. The first thing he does when he gets home with our groceries is he doesn't even put anything away. He sits down and opens all the Mickeys. We've never gotten a golden Mickey, but we have like probably 40 or 50 of these around the house now, mm-hmm. because we have a fun little game we do where we hide it in places. And if you find one that you didn't hide, you have to take it and hide it in a new place. So they're all over the house.
It's like icing someone.
Yeah, but without being like annoying.
Do you think you could buy a can of spray paint that Mickey gold, and then take it in to get your $100?
Maybe.
Or would Willy Wonka know?
Willy Wonka, the dog? Willy?
The golden ticket.
I don't think they're really like dissecting the Mickeys to make sure you didn't goldify.
Well, they should if it's $100.
I don't know the tone of the gold either, so I'm going to...
What if it was
guess.
Like a nice rose gold?
The Pentatonix hit single?
Yes.
Hey, Pentatonix is coming out with a new song.
Is it a Christmas album? It is that time of year for them.
I don't know, but I got to say, what the hell is everyone up to? Why is nobody releasing Halloween music? And why is Halloween music like a genre that should have been, could have been, would have been, still can be, but nobody's doing it except Kim?
Where's Kim Petras? Is there a spooky volume 3?
I don't think she's releasing it this year. I mean, she's going to do another.
Is she Jessica the Messica?
Maybe. There's no real point to put out a Halloween album this year. It's like, if I were her, I would wait until I could tour with it.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Are you doing anything for Halloween?
That's the big dilemma. I don't know. It's like, what can you possibly do? I don't want to have a Halloween Zoom.
I saw a TikTok of these people who were, so I don't know why they were doing it already. It must have just been a practice. They had a zip line from their front patio down to their mailbox, and it had like a basket. And it would slide down the rope, and the basket had candies in it, and it had like a beer for the parents. And then the kids in the costume, they just took it out of the basket, and then they pulled the basket back up to their patio. It was like a little
beer?
Well, because they were like, you know, like, doesn't Mamrie give out shots to parents on Halloween?
Probably, actually.
Yeah, so it was like a king-size Snickers for a child and like a, I don't know, Bud
Light.
I think
trick-or-treating is canceled this year. Sorry.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it's not happening in my neighborhood. That's for certain. Do you have Halloween plans?
No. I was going to say, do they actually trick-or-treat in your neighborhood?
I've never had trick-or-treaters. But 1 year I did wait outside like in the front porch area and like just to see if anybody would be walking by, and literally nobody.
Oh, see, our neighborhood gets trick-or-treaters, which was always fun. We would usually just stay, I mean, on like Halloween, if it was during the week, we would just like stay and give out the candy. And that was fun.
There is one house in my neighborhood that really has decorated. It's my favorite house to begin with. And then they really pulled through for Halloween on every morning. So, you know, So I've been walking this dog a lot recently.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And, I like to go, I have a route that I take with the pup. His name is Willie. You guys may have seen him on my Instagram or, you know, Twitter or whatever. Willie loves to poop in this yard. And I love that he loves to poop in this yard because every morning this house blasts classical music. And now that it's Halloween time, they have started blasting spooky ookie music.
What are they like classical music? They're blasting it from what?
At 8 a.m. they start blasting classical music in their yard. I don't know.
Where are the speakers?
I don't know, but it's like a full yard experience. So as I'm approaching it, I'm like, oh, here we go. And I think it's now a audio cue to Willie to start getting his poop ready to poop.
Well, that maybe us humans should try that.
It gets me going.
Maybe we should have a cue for us, the classical cue.
Anyway, so they've been playing Halloween music now because they have all their Halloween decorations up, but they have these, they've got like scarecrows up in the front yard, and the first time Willie saw them, he was spooked by them. He thought they were like...
Really?
Yeah, it was really
cute. It worked?
It did scare. And they've got haystacks that the scarecrows are on. They've got like spider webs on the trees. They have like missing signs, and it's like... Jack Skellington or whatever his name is from Nightmare Before Christmas. And it's like missing. I don't know. I can't wait for that to be me. When I have a house someday with a yard and things like that.
Is that what you're going to do?
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's, I've noticed on one of my runs. Well, it's funny because it's this house always, back in the day when I was like walking to the gym every day at the start of the year, I would notice this house that I would always go by, and they would decorate their front little stoop for like whatever holiday was happening. And they would always do lots of stuff on Halloween. And I've been waiting and waiting and waiting because I run by this house now a lot that I'm running every day. And I finally saw, I think it's a lesbian couple, but I mean, it could just be two female roommates. I don't know. They're always out
there.
That's
always how it starts.
They're always out there on a ladder putting stuff up. I was going to try to take a picture, and they were out. So I ran by the other day and they were putting stuff up, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to run by later this week when it's all done. And they got like a fish tank moment with what looks like an upside down Trump head. I'll send you a picture of it. I tried to take a picture of it on my phone, but their stoop is like, they live on a hill. So the stoop is kind of like up. And so there was a glare when I was trying to take a picture, but I was like, is that a Trump head? Are they Kathy Griffin? Are we going to get in trouble?
Hey, remember Kathy Griffin getting canceled for like doing that? And then she was right all along that he's a piece of shit and et cetera, et cetera. Not that we didn't know that, but like the shenanigans that he, anyway, I can't get into it. It's a, you know,
well, those lesbians have a cute front spooky stoop.
Spooky ookie. Remember when Alyssa Edwards was like spooky cookie ookie.
Well, you know when, I don't, but I do remember when Silky Nutmeg Ganache said, all you do is spooky dookie.
Oh, really?
Because I say that a lot.
Oh, she says I would like to rewatch that season. I want to rewatch that.
No, I was going to say last thing about Halloween / trick or treating. You know how my front door is kind of like wrapped around under those stairs, so like you can't really see it?
Yes.
So it's hard on Halloween to give out candy because it doesn't actually look like there's a front door where we live. Anyways, one of our friends wrote this sign last year, and it was like, and to put in our front window, and it was like, come on in, kids, come around the corner to get your goodies. And
no. It was so. very entrapment of some sort.
It was so wrong and creepy. And everyone else who was here handing out candy, we were all looking at him and we're like, you don't think you're hanging that in our window, do you? And he was like, why not? And I was like, that just sounds a little To Catch a Predator-y.
Well, you win some, you lose some, but you got to take some big swings. That's what I've learned.
Well, swing away.
Keep on swinging. Swing on, swing. Swing it a ding. Hey,
I think that's what they say.
Is it possible to on a swing? When was the last time you swung?
Bitch, I swing. Look, I have a swing set tattoo, remember?
Oh, yeah. Cute.
Have you even seen that? Did I even show you any of my new tattoos in person when I saw you?
I looked at them. You didn't show me them.
Oh, wow. Wow. So what you're saying is you were checking out my arms.
When wasn't I? I can't help it.
Oh, shit.
Bulbous boy.
Big muscle daddy.
Muscle. Oomph, oomph. Stretch the skin.
Okay. What?
Because your muscles are so big. I don't know.
Tell me about swinging.
Have you ever been on a sex swing?
No.
Me neither.
I've seen one in action. At a Folsom party.
Mm. I saw one in action at a club.
Yeah, I mean that's where we were. It was not a house party. It was a club party.
It wasn't like a bar. It was like a sex warehouse type of situation.
See, mine was at a bar, and it was like in this weird, creepy basement that there was just like a gross, like 2 inches of standing water, which I was like, why? And then there was my friends were all like, well, you know what's going on in that alley hallway over there, and I was like, give me a few more drinks and then if one of you wants to walk through it with me, I will.
I'm very let's do a lap, let's check out the sex room, let's what's going on
it,
over here
to me,
I just
want
to say hi,
like,
to all my friends.
It was like a haunted house where like you don't want to get too close to the walls because someone might jump out and grab you
or the walls might be like ugh,
sticky icky.
Yeah, well, you know, we're moist.
I mean, listen, I'm glad I did a walkthrough. I'm glad I had a looky-loo.
Anyway, do you think on a swing, a normal children's swing, that you can go all the way around?
No, that's dumb and impossible.
I don't know much about velocity.
Gravity?
Velocity? Is that a word?
trajectory.
I'm thinking velociraptor, but like I think velocity is definitely some type of word.
I don't think you could ever go all the way around. How light are you? Maybe if somebody pushed and ran under, you know, when
that's
they
what
do
I'm
that.
Saying. Yeah, yeah. I don't think an individual can project themselves. Project.
How hard are you pumping?
I am trying to pump hard, but I'm saying if somebody were pushing you, I think they. If there were a toddler on a swing, I think I could push them hard enough to make them go a full loop around. Yes, I think that.
I just remember, like, so you know when you were at a playground and the swing was too low? And sure. So, like, for...
Oh, and then you flipped it over?
I mean, that probably never happened to you as a short king. But, yeah, you would have to try to throw it up and over to shorten up those ropes. And I remember that was always quite the pickle to throw it up and over.
Well,
so how are you going to do that with a child? How are you going to do that with
pickle,
a child?
Speaking
that was
of
your
pickle,
whole story.
And kind of. How am I going to do it with a child? With ease. What do you think I've been working out for? I've got one goal.
Throw a child over a swing set.
Yes.
You're going to get in the paper if you do that.
Well, speaking of pickle, hey, Wendy Williams has a pickle on a hamburger in that video.
Okay.
There's a pickle... like pinned on top of a hamburger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it. I think they're bedazzled.
And that's what a bedazzled burger looks like?
Yeah. And we've been looking for a bedazzled burger, Nathan and I.
For what?
And guess who has one that we can borrow?
I'm so confused by how we got to this point of this story.
Mamrie.
Yeah. Is it a real burger?
I don't think so. He said that Mamrie's got a burger we can borrow, an oversized burger. I said, okay.
Are you recreating yourself doing the Wendy Williams?
I don't know what you mean, really. Recreating myself?
Are you going to sit in a Betty Boop booth with a bedazzled hamburger and say, well, another week?
I don't know. Halloween is coming up.
Oh, God. That's literally what you're doing for Halloween. And the whole reason I'm hearing this story right now is because Nathan texted you and you read the text while we're recording.
No. This is a while ago. But I am trying to come up with because you know I do 4 Halloween costumes that are relevant to that year every year.
Mm. Well, I'm still not over the fact that you did the seance circle from whatever year that was, because that wasn't even a thing.
Yes, it was. It was a tweet thing that everyone would put candle emojis around whatever they were making a seance for.
So you're going to be Wendy Williams in a booth.
Okay.
You're going to be the fly on Mike Pence's head.
I don't think I want to. That feels a little like we always leave one spot just in case something happens the week before we film, which always happens. But like the fly feels a little like, ugh, okay, we get it.
So you're going to be the guy hitting his head on the pillow in the 911 video.
That would be good. Any other guesses?
Can you believe you're not even taking guesses? You're taking ideas right now.
Thank you. Nathan's on the line.
Is Nathan sitting in the background of your office listening?
No, that's Willie.
As I was going to say, is that him or is that Willie?
It's Willie.
Well, shit. You Willie had me going there for a moment.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Corey, what else were you up to this weekend? Anything?
So two of my good friends had a baby this year.
Hot.
And I got to finally meet their beautiful baby daughter, which was fun.
Did they create the child by normal means?
No, it's a lesbian couple.
Well, you know what? That's okay too.
Well, yeah, no. So they had like a donor and all that.
Nice.
And she's just the cutest baby. And my older brother had his baby too. I didn't know if I said that at all.
Hey, congrats, Uncle Corey.
Uncle, my niece and nephew that I have right now already call me Uncle Cordy because they can't specify the difference between Corey and my brother Jordy. So we're both Uncle Cordy.
That's probably smart of them.
It's cute too, but it's funny because they know like the difference between, like they say it the same, but if you say like, where's Uncle Cordy, then they'll like specifically call out one of us. It's great. It's fun. Love to laugh. You know?
I do know.
Great. So other than that, yeah, I mean, it's just been another quarantine weekend in San Francisco.
I get it, girl.
Can you, did you want to guess what number day of consecutive running today was for me?
108.
No, definitely more than that.
132.
121.
Ooh.
I already got the run done for today.
You got the runs done?
I got the runs. I got the duns.
I feel like I say this every time, but I've been really loving my jump rope. It is.
Tell me more. What do you do?
Okay. So I like to lift before I jump rope. So I've got my pump going. I've had my pre-workout. So once I'm done lifting, I'll go downstairs. I'll smoke a little and get a little stoned. I'll put on my sunscreen. I'll get two huge glasses of water and put them out by where I jump rope. I'll get my speaker, set it up. I'll put on a DJ set that's like usually an hour long, but I found this one 3-hour one that I'm like obsessed with. And it's by I_O. Do you know who that is? It's like,
no.
I'll link you, but oh my God, it's like you get in the zone just like, because you're stoned and you're hyped up from your workout and you got your pre-workout going, you know, my Adderall's arrived and I'm really just, whew.
And she's just pumping.
Yeah. And like, I just feel like I'm so in the zone and I'm not even thinking about jump roping, but I'm going so fast and like to the beat. And it's perfect for like getting like ideas and thoughts and figuring out like dilemmas that I'm going through and really like trying to just process and work through things that I need to work through. mentally. It's like better than therapy for sure.
I love that. I mean, listen, every time I tell my therapist about my running, he's like, this is, running is very therapeutic for you. It's better than any antidepressants. It's like, and you act like they call it a runner's high for a reason.
I feel like I'm, for the first time in any type of exercise, I'm feeling that experience because of jump roping.
Do you do traditional jumping? Do you mix it up? Do you do that like front leg, back leg thing?
I do mix it up based on.
Do you do like? Do you do like the cross? Can you cross your rope?
I can cross, but I don't.
She can cross.
But now I have a note on my phone that I'll stop jump roping once I have like a thought that I'm like, okay, I need to remember this, because I've been doing it but in having all these like transformative thoughts and ideas but then not writing them down. So I'm like, what was I thinking about during hour one of that? So now I have a Word document on my phone that's like all these ideas, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, I come up with ideas of shows that we should create, or IGTV series that we should make, or videos, or like just aha moments. I'm like, oh, this is like really helpful. So yeah.
You know, you can just say like, hey Siri, and then they'll start taking a note for you, right?
I don't know about that.
It's great. I do it all the time. When I'm like stoned in bed or like watching TV, I'll pause something and I'll be like, hey, and then they take a little note for me.
I usually feel like Siri mishears me a lot. Same with my Google Home. So it's wow. Like, yeah.
Do you think it's a hate crime?
Mainly. Mostly. Kind of.
I think my Siri hate crimes me because she answers my other friends too. And I'm like, do you think we all sound gay?
She's a cheater. Yeah, a fucking cheater.
My Siri's a he, but still.
I think we're all out of time for today, Corey Quill.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Where can people find you?
You can find me running.
Running from your problems.
Running from my problems.
And you can find me celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day, which was, great, as of the upload, yesterday.
Or so. National Coming Out Day. Celebrate them all.
You know what? Hell yeah. Well, not all of them. Not Columbus Day.
No.
Piece of shit.
I was laughing before we started recording because I saw a meme of The Good Place, that TV show. And it was them saying that Christopher Columbus was in The Bad Place, which I thought was funny.
A lot of colonization.
A lot of
pillaging,
stuffing things,
bad things. Hey, if you heard the last five sentences we said and you're like, huh, have I got a book for you. I know I've said it before, but it's called Lies My Teacher Told Me, or something like that. Lies our teachers told us. You know, fuck it. Just Google it. Anyway, a lot of it is about Indigenous people in America and like how fucking terrible Americans are and how much you do not learn about it in school. So
you remember in elementary school when they'd make you cut up a paper grocery bag and turn it into a Native American costume for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they still do that?
Probably, because America's, hey, we got to leave America.
I saw a TikTok yesterday because I meant to bring this up when we were talking. I saw a TikTok yesterday. And it was like, it was this woman who after 2016 left the US and, moved to Canada. And she was talking about all the taxes you still have to pay, either to have dual citizenship, or she was saying like, if you want to leave the country and like forego your US citizenship, they make you pay, it was like $2,600.
I'm thinking about it. Like, girl, I said,
you think you're going to get that money from me? I would just leave and not pay you.
Oh yeah. But I think that's like, that payment is like, hey, take me off of America. The list.
take me off the list. It's like when you delete your Snapchat.
It's like, when you
they're like, all right, you get 30 days.
It's the fee for unsubscribing from the American email, you know, list. Well,
so you don't get like to love Eagles anymore. Or hot dogs.
Or
apple pie. Any of that quintessential American stuff.
Ooh, I had pumpkin pie yesterday.
You're a bitch.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we gotta go. We really gotta go. Okay, bye. Don't forget to vote. Okay.
Later.
Go buy your shirt. It's on my Twitter. Okay, bye.